your friendly oil change. Premier and all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It was a surprise when Sweden took a 1-0 lead, but when this happened...
And it's a second goal for Sweden.
And then a third goal...
Sweden are taking Team USA apart.
It was downright shocking. The calls on NBC Sports. Sweden shellacked the gold medal favorite Americans. It ended a 44-game unbeaten streak for the U.S. This wasn't a knockout match, so the U.S. women will have a chance to recover, but it shows a gold medal is far from guaranteed.
I'd say so. I watched some of the highlights. Not only was it shocking that we lost the U.S. women's soccer team, who, it turns out, did not turn their back on a World War II veteran the other day.
Nope.
But the women's soccer team, it was shocking when they went down 1-0. They're so dominant. The fact that they fell behind briefly, ends up they lost, but the fact that they were behind 1-0 briefly was like, oh my God, can you believe they're actually behind a goal? I'm sure they're going to come back and win 9-1, but come on now, this is amazing. They're behind. Yeah, they end up getting trounced. I didn't watch any of it other than highlights, and I don't know anything about soccer. Is Sweden just faster and wanted it more, or what? I don't know.
I didn't watch it. I would enjoy watching the game because I do like soccer, but we lost to Sweden not terribly long ago. I don't know if that was the U.S. gal's last loss, but Sweden's a good team, but 40, you shouldn't get your arse kicked 3-0.
40-some game unbeaten streak, so there
Sorry,
you go.
3-0, as they say in soccer for some reason.
Well, that'll make it more exciting than watching them march through. Now, next match, I'll tell you, that's one you want to watch, because you lose again and you're done, right?
Their backs are in the proximity of the wall.
Yeah.
I have more Olympic news. Do you have more Olympic news?
I don't.
I thought this was interesting. Jack and I have a subtle disagreement on the topic of women's beach volleyball.
I think it's dumb, and I don't like it as a sport.
What?
I think it gets promoted only because it's hot people in bikinis, and I think that's a dumb reason to watch a sport.
All right. Well, your opinion is dumb, and I'll explain why. It's a great, exciting sport. It's a fun sport, full of athletic ability and scoring. The men's is fun. The women's is fun.
I shouldn't say that, because I think volleyball is perfectly all right as a sport to watch. But the reason it gets promoted as much as they do is they just want to show hot people in their underwear.
Well, never mind promoted, watched. I mean, the reason it gets watched. And the difference between us is you have long said, it's stupid and demeaning, and I've said, yeah, but as long as they're doing it, I'm a heterosexual and I really like it. Now, not many people would be willing to admit that in mixed company, but I will.
I don't think I've seen 30 seconds of beach volleyball over the years.
Oh, it's fantastic. It's a great sport.
I've never watched it, I don't think. I'd have to watch it to know.
Well, I would agree. Anyway, the Norwegian women's beach volleyball team. Actually, it says beach handball. That must be like the European term for volleyball. You can't play handball on the beach. It wouldn't work.
So they call...
The bounces would be extremely difficult.
So they call soccer football and they call volleyball handball. Hey, rest of the world, get your act together.
You remember WW2? Don't make us do it again.
You can't call soccer football and you can't call volleyball handball.
Hello, those
teams. You got a bombing coming.
Those words are... Or those terms are more accurate, really, than... Anyway, so the Norwegian women's volleyball team, has been fined for refusing to play in bikini bottoms.
There you go. Now I'm on their term, on their side. Yeah, we're not here to be sex objects. We're here as athletes.
Yeah, and listen, I have long said it, because some of the women actually, they want to wear the bikinis, partly because I think it really builds their brands, and they get endorsements and stuff like that. Yeah, because they're sex pots. I mean, Instagram influencers are not influencers because you listen to their opinions and think, oh, that makes me reassess everything I've ever believed. No, it's because they got big boobs.
What's that female comedian who has a long bit about playing volleyball in high school? She's the one that, she was really into the whole, I'm a slut and I'm proud of it.
Chelsea Handler?
No, the next younger one.
Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer. And then she meets a guy, falls in love, gets pregnant, has a kid, and now she's like completely on the other side of all these issues, which I think is funny. But, as often happens when you get married and have kids. But she's talked many times about how in high school, how come you make high school girls play a sport in their panties?
Yeah,
What is going on there? And it's not ease of movement. You can wear loose-fitting shorts. It's not going to restrain you any. Why are you making high school and college girls wear panties to play a sport?
That's a heck of a good question. It's crazy. Is that the pedophile lobby somehow gotten to the nation's high school athletic directors or what?
How did it ever get started?
Well, anyway, I don't mind watching the gals in bikinis, again, as a heterosexual male, but if they don't want to wear them, the idea of compelling them to wear them is just utterly incomprehensible.
Yeah.
It's ugly. It's idiotic. Again, if you want to wear it, go ahead. But so the Norwegian team...
But wouldn't you say, though, if it had never started this way? If it started wearing shorts, which would be the most normal thing to do,
of course,
the first person to show up in their panties to wear, everybody would be like, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly. or if somebody proposed, I suggest that we have the high school girls or the professional athletes, instead of wearing athletic shorts, why don't we have them wear panties or skimpy bikini bottoms? And people would say, what is this, Girls Gone Wild? Is this like a Las Vegas review that you're talking about in a casino? No, we're not doing that to the athletes. They'd probably get punched in the face. Anyway, to get on to the particulars. So the ladies on the Norwegian team said, no, we're going to wear athletic shorts. And they were fined for it, for improper clothing, according to a statement from the European Volleyball Association's disciplinary committee. While male players are allowed to play in tank tops and shorts no longer than 4 inches above the knee, women are required to wear midriff-bearing tops and bikini bottoms, and I quote from the regulations, with a close fit and cut on an upward angle toward the top of the leg, and a maximum side width of 4 inches. So they regulate how small they have to be. And the gals, and they show the side by side of the Norwegian team, the men and the women. And you look at that and you think, all right, this is softcore porn.
So at some level a long time ago, whoever's behind beach volleyball figured out the only way this sport becomes hugely popular is we have them wear panties to play.
Well, it started literally on the beach. Among women playing two-on-two volleyball. So, you know, it's not completely insane, but at some point, come on, these women are elite global athletes.
It's weird.
Although I remember, who was the tall Carrie, what's her name, and the other gal who won so much? They would often talk about, oh no, it's comfortable, you can move freely, we like it.
Well, the basketball players seem to move pretty freely in their shorts.
Yeah, they do. They do. Yeah.
Just looking at the highlights.
So the long and short of it is this is almost certainly over. There is no way the world is going to rise up and tell the Norwegian team, no, you have to keep wearing panties.
There are a whole bunch of sports that are already playing. Soccer, as we mentioned, I just saw some of the highlights that are, Rapinoe, is that the most famous U.S. women's soccer
player?
She's
very, very famous, yep.
Because she's very
outspoken. Megan Rapinoe, yeah.
She's very outspoken politically and everything like that. She's crying on the field. How about less crying, more scoring? How about less crying and more defensive play? That's what I say. Huh? Huh?
Shocking.
You were crying when you turned your back on that World War II veteran. Oh, that's right. That never happened.
That never happened. That's
enough. Sorry about that. I forgot. That never happened.
Well, this is a bitter defeat, a bitter, bitter defeat, especially during the time of COVID when we needed them plucky gals to rise up and more than ever. They let us down.
Oh, no, I was going to mention, I was watching a little bit of the highlights they just had up on the TV. The Swedish players were like, it was like they'd won the world championship with every goal. They were when they scored the first goal, just the fact that they had scored on the U.S. team was so exciting.
Yeah. Of course, soccer players are drama queens, including the dudes.
Well, part of it is because nothing ever happens. And when something happens, they're so relieved.
Right. It's like winning the lottery. Exactly.
Life expectancy taking a pretty big hit last year, like the biggest hit ever. Not even close to as big as the biggest hit during World War II, which they still don't know why that happened.
It wasn't the guys getting killed on the battlefield?
Apparently not. But we got more on that in just a second. Who has the highest life expectancy? I didn't know this. Among races and genders in America. Oh, a bunch of stuff on that front. And if you have any comments on the women wearing their panties to play sports, so men can oogle them, I guess. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
When Simply Safe Home Security's founders Chad and Eleanor Lawrence designed their first security system in their kitchen, they did it for a very personal reason. Their friends had just had their home broken into.
They were struggling to find a security system that was simple to set up and would make them feel safe again.
Making people feel safe is what Simply Safe has been doing ever since that moment 15 years ago.
They have a passion to protect people. It not only drives every engineering detail in its products, but it motivates every interaction with its customers.
Whether that's during a fire, a burglary, a medical emergency, or even just when you're setting up the system.
Yep, there's always someone there who has your back to keep you safe and make sure you feel safe.
To learn more about how Simply Safe can help protect you, visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong today to customize your system and get a free security camera.
You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. Customize your system. It's super easy, and you'll get a free security camera. One more time, it's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
There are many sides to running a business, and with Square, every side can be connected. So how you sell in person syncs with how you sell online. And how you take payments works with how you pay your team. And when all your tools work together, you can spend more time seeing your bigger picture take shape. See how Square can help connect every side of your business by visiting square.com/go/connect. That's square.com/go/connect.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss. Call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's certainly an honor to be here. Thank you very much for your hospitality. These guys are an amazing group of men. It didn't look great there. At one point, we were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
I understand that,
Mr. President?
Yeah.
Wow. Tom Brady, political comedian.
So, Tom Brady at the White House yesterday. Well, he made one more joke, then we've got our commentary.
We had a game in Chicago where I forgot what down it was. I lost track of one down in 21 years of playing, and they started calling me Sleepy Tom.
Why would they do that to me?
Still riffing.
Yeah, we were talking about that yesterday, and Tom Brady is a Trump guy. And he showed up to the White House anyway. You know why? Because he's a freaking grown-up.
He's a gentleman. He said, thank you for your hospitality. He made a couple of jokes. He smiled. He shook hands.
And because kids who are Patriots fans who watch sports and don't know anything about politics think it's cool that their favorite quarterback is at the White House meeting the president and didn't do the childish, ridiculous, makes the country worse move of, I won't go to the White House with this president, which they did during Bush. Which they did during Trump. Just ridiculous. Go to the freaking White House if you win something. And if anybody says you support it, just ignore them. If they say anything about policies or any of that crap.
Yeah, the whole angry adolescent. I'm not going to show support for him by going blah, blah, blah. Yeah, like a single human being on earth thinks of, and I'm not a big Jacksonville fan, or Tampa rather, but I don't know who the hell their linemen are, but is there a single human being on earth who thinks their offensive guard, their left guard, is oh my God, I didn't know he was a Biden guy, a Biden supporter, because he went there. He must be down with Biden's foreign policy. Not a single air-sucking homo sapien thinks that. So shut up, go to the White House, no matter who's in office, say thanks for the hospitality, smile for the picture, then go home and do whatever you want.
Yeah,
of tribal babies.
Yeah, show up and say like Tom Brady, thank you, Mr. President, it's an honor to be here. And just say that, all right? If you win, no matter who's president, the Golden State Warriors didn't go, screw you.
Right, they're dead to me. Boy, the list of people who are dead to me is, whew,
yeah, I did that for a while, too. Everybody is dead to me, and then I ran out of, like, teams to root for and movies to watch, and so I had to give it all up.
Yeah, well, I'm a man of principle, as you know.
Life expectancy dropped by a year and a half last year, which is a pretty big drop. And it's the COVID, don't you know? And not just the COVID, all the deaths that they think kind of go along with the COVID, although this is mostly guessing, they don't know. The number of drug overdoses that happened, the number of homicides that happened last year, are those COVID-related? Well, we're not sure exactly yet.
Well, we know they happened, though, in extraordinary numbers, 90-some thousand drug overdoses.
Right, and we all know about murder on the rise and all that sort of thing. Biggest decline since at least World War II is the COVID-19 pandemic killed hundreds of thousands and exacerbated crises in drug overdoses, homicides, and some chronic diseases that people didn't go to the hospital to get looked at that they might have in a normal time.
Ah, right. I know there was a huge drop in cancer screenings.
So life expectancy is now 77.3 across the board, but it breaks down a little more by race and gender. It was the largest single year decline since 1943. And it says here, it isn't clear what caused the drop that year when the U.S. was fighting World War II. I always assumed it was the number of people that died from fighting in the war. But
well, yeah, our population was a fraction of what it was now. And, you know, I'd have to look up WW2 deaths.
There's 500,000 Americans, but maybe, I don't know. Anyway, that's a different topic. The full toll of the pandemic is yet to be seen, doctors and public health officials said. There may be many more deaths coming out of the pandemic that didn't happen in 2020, but are can happen this year or next as people delayed treatments for all kinds of conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure, a lot of isolation, stress, interruptions in normal diet and exercise routines that could lead to earlier deaths later on. Life expectancy, according to the Wall Street Journal, is a measure of a nation's well-being and prosperity based on mortality in a given year. Declines can signal a catastrophic event or deep problems in society, researchers say. You know, so the deaths of despair, that's a problem in society as opposed to just a disease or a war.
Right.
Life expectancy, listen to this, the largest drop ever that they have measured. Life expectancy fell by 11.8 years in 1918.
Oh.
During the Spanish flu pandemic, and World War I was still raging. Almost a 12-year drop in 1 year in life expectancy. That is unbelievable. But breaking it down by gender, who lives the longest in the United States? I didn't know this. Hispanics, particularly Hispanic women. But Hispanics in general have a life expectancy of 82 years in the U.S.
More than Asians?
They don't have Asians on here for some reason. They have Hispanics at the highest, then whites. Hispanic men are right behind whites if you're going to break it down by gender, then black men at the bottom. Black men have a life expectancy of just under 68 years in the United States of America. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing this is life expectancy at birth, which is really the statistic most people use.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. I don't know that this is what's happening here, but it often does. If the presence of Asians as a distinct group hurts the narrative, they'll go ahead and make Asian people white for a moment or two. If it doesn't, they'll go ahead and break them out. So it could be that Asian people have much higher lifespans, and so it can't be argued that immigrants and minorities suffer from the American patriarchal racist blah 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 blah. So I think Asians are white people for the purposes of these stats.
Now, I know over the years of looking at this stuff, there are some health things with black men that lead to lower life expectancy, heart attacks, blood pressure, that sort of stuff. But I gotta believe, gun deaths have had to play a role in the last year. That's gotta be factored in the stats. They don't mention that in the Wall Street Journal, but the number of young black men dying from shooting each other is pretty high.
Yeah, absolutely true. And if you're talking about life expectancy at birth, once you make it to 30, it gets much, much higher because childhood diseases, deaths of young men, which is generally violence or stupidity, speaking for myself. Once you get past that, you're much more likely to live longer.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do better. Let's live longer next year, people.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, guys, there is some important news that all men should take very seriously. Your prostate health. Are you urinating more frequently? Are you waking up at night to urinate? Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that just don't work? Sound familiar? If you are one of the millions of men with prostate problems that are driving you nuts, there is some great news. Prostagenix is the all-natural product that beat over 157 other prostate supplements in lab tests and was rated the number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. Number one, because it works. So why not try some Prostagenix, and your prostate troubles will be a thing of the past. You'll get a great night's sleep and stop waking up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. To get your free bottle of Prostagenix, call now, 800-600-2020. That's 1-800-600-2020. Take advantage of our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-600-2020. Do it now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
It's July, and Black Bear Diner is celebrating red, white, and blue all month. Start your morning with 2 sweet cream pancakes topped with fresh sliced strawberries, our house-made blueberry topping, and whipped cream. Or finish off your favorite Black Bear Diner meal with our California cheesecake, drizzled with blueberry and strawberry toppings, plus whipped cream. Come visit us at the diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order at blackbeardiner.com for takeout and delivery.
Black Bear Diner.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The Killark Powerhouse is a substation of Northern California Power Company located on Old Cow Creek near Whitmore. It was built to supply additional power to Keswick and Mountain Copper Company. And as a backup power plant for the Volta Powerhouse, it began generating power in 1904, operated 24 hours a day. On the grounds were the foreman's two-story stone house plus two other houses, a nine-bedroom clubhouse usually occupied by single men, a horse barn, and a dance hall upstairs and a swimming pool. To find out more about Dottie Smith, go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
Getty Show.
Harvey Weinstein is now in county custody awaiting a second criminal trial. The disgraced movie producer is facing 11 sexual assault charges based on accusations from five women. Weinstein was extradited to California from New York, where he's currently serving a 23-year prison sentence after being found guilty in a separate criminal trial last year. Weinstein is appealing that conviction.
How doesn't he have cancer? I just found out yesterday an old coworker of mine from years ago has got a pretty bad cancer.
No, it's too bad.
Nicest guy, just a great guy. And then Harvey Weinstein lives, I don't know, no rhyme or reason to that. But I think that trial starting in L.A. is going to get quite a bit of attention as they go through the various women that he, raped through the years. What a scumbag.
To me, the most interesting aspect of all that is all the people who enabled him and covered for him through the years just to be close to the power, get a sniff of the fame and the fortune.
That is the most interesting part.
Speaking of the mistreatment of women, if I might interject very quickly, we were talking about the ridiculousness of the requirement that women beach volleyball / handball players have to wear tiny little bikinis. Though I enjoy it as a heterosexual, I admit it is kind of nutty. It was pointed out by several listeners, yes, there is a sport called beach handball. It's not volleyball. It's big in Europe, evidently. I don't know anything about it. There are too many sports, but I stand corrected. Thank you.
Speaking of women, this wouldn't have to be a woman, but it is in this case. I was just mentioning a very pleasant coworker that we have here. Mm-hmm. And how incredibly pleasant she is, and like sunshiny and smiley, and how every workplace needs at least one of those people. You've probably got one in your workplace. Otherwise, it's all people like me.
Cool.
And you don't want that. You need somebody who looks like they're at least optimistic about being alive today.
Right. And has some sort of joy within them.
Yeah, yes. Exactly. Every workplace needs one of those to brighten things.
Yeah, is there any sort of method or science or quiz or multiple choice tests you can administer to people, one of those aptitude things that will address that question? You know, you're terribly capable there, Joe, but I'm afraid you're a dark and grumbly, and we already have two of those. We really need a sunshiny and optimistic, so thank you.
Decent point. If you're hiring and you don't have that sort of person, you should give, extra, raise their score up. You know, you got three people that are roughly the same qualification, but that one's the sunshiny person that walks into the office place and automatically the room is brighter and people, feel more optimistic. That's a person you want to hire. Now, I don't know how you express that in an interview.
Yeah, but it cuts both ways because, how many of us have experienced a boss who has more of a, cheerleader aspect and doesn't get grinders?
Yeah.
Because some of us are grinders.
And
we're serious. We get our job done. We grind.
There's different kinds of sunshiny. Like, this particular sunshiny person is also cynical and real. Not a lot of smile, not that sort of sunshiny. That kind of sunshiny actually makes me less happy.
Yes.
Don't say smile to me. If you want to, don't say smile to anybody not smiling. You want to ensure that they're going to continue to not smile.
And
say,
hate you.
Say, and hate you.
As a bonus.
Say smile to them. We just got this text. Thought it was pretty good. Speaking of something that's nice and uplifting, I've got my 5-month-old baby asleep on my chest. That is an awesome time in anyone's life.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
For both the baby and the parent. I was just browsing for her at World Market, going through the website, and I see these books for babies. I will not click on them because I don't want to support their algorithms, one of them being the anti-racist baby book.
It's obscene.
It is obscene. It's absolutely obscene. And we probably don't have those kind of soft heads listening to us right now, but there are soft heads out there right now reading a book that's telling you that if you're white, your little 5-month-old baby was born racist, and you need to teach them not to be racist. Freaking incredible.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. We read a part of a great opinion
piece.
Only
if your baby's white, though. If your baby's not white, they weren't born racist.
Oh, no, they're perfect. In fact, they can't be racist because they're not white, according to the idiots and the idiots who follow them. But we shared part of this editorial from the Wall Street Journal yesterday that I thought was fantastic. Talking about, they mentioned the old saying, the fox knows many things, but the hedgehog knows one big thing. which was like from an ancient Greek poet. Nobody can figure out what the hell he was talking about.
Well, which are you? Which is better? That's what I would get confused about. I've read various pieces saying, and that's why you want to be a hedgehog, or and that's why you need to be a fox. And I still am confused by it.
I think within your organization, you probably need some of each. But
maybe that's it.
Yeah, I mean, in the chemistry department, you probably want a handful of hedgehogs and then some foxes to supervise them. But anyway, they make the point that the hedgehogs, like Karl Marx, thinks everything is one big thing. It's an all-sufficient super explanation. And that's the only thing they can think about. And that's absolutely the anti-racism crowd. They're obsessed with it. They're monomaniacs. But then this writer, Lance Morrow, gets into the fact that once you become a hedgehog, you're a monomaniac, you think everything is one thing, then all of a sudden you get, not only are you, myopic, but you start to feel victimhood and anger toward anybody else who sees any subtleties in the world. And you get more and more justified in committing revenge or any crime. You have this sense of grievance. And anybody who's against your one big thing is evil and needs to be rooted out. And anybody who doesn't see the world like you do is a bad person. And that's hedgehoggery is evil. Hmm. No matter who it comes from.
Anyway. Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people have compared Marxism, heaven on earth. I mean, that's where that whole thing came from, as being like a religion. And wokeism and anti-racism have all the trappings of religion also. And it's interesting that both those crowds hate religion so much, because they're so one. They have such a narrow view of things, and everything fits into this particular narrative. Well, you don't see that in yourself, either Marxist or wokists?
Well, it reminds me very much of like a fundamentalist Muslim or somebody like that. They don't hate religion. They just hate every religion but theirs. And I think the wokists are like that, too. They believe in one true religion. Hey, we got this great email from somebody commenting on our Simply Safe commercials. And Simply Safe is a beloved and valued sponsor of the Armstrong and Getty Show. They help to keep us on the air. They pointed out that if you're a renter and you get Simply Safe, it can reduce your insurance payments. And it might pay for itself, or certainly, you know, it's like a huge discount on it. If you want to protect your stuff and your family from fire, burglary, medical emergency, flood, that sort of thing, Simply Safe is a great choice.
Yeah, and it's so easy. The Simply is a bunch of different things, but it's not what I'm afraid. Sometimes people hear it as like a lesser version, like a junior version of a security system. It's not that at all. It's won all kinds of awards, beating out much more complicated, much more expensive systems. But it's simply to set up. It's simply to use. It's simple to order. You go to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. In about 2 minutes of clicking around, you'll customize the system for your home. It'll come to you. You'll set it up in like 30 minutes, and you have all kinds of access to help, whether it's a fire, a medical emergency, a police emergency, or help just setting the system up.
You get a free security camera, too, when you use our code, simplysafe.com/Armstrong, 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Get that free security camera, simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
I just saw up on the TV, you might not know who Sue Bird is. We mentioned her during the NCAA women's basketball tournament back in March. She's the greatest female basketball player in America. Anyway, she just was named one of the flag bearers for the Olympics, and they just showed a clip of when she was told in practice and she had to put her face over her jersey. She started crying. Yeah, you got to remember all the, you know, the people that aren't gazillionaires that participate in the Olympics, that aren't, have 3 million people on Instagram. Well, she might by now, but there are a lot of people that compete in the Olympics that aren't going to become gazillionaires out of the whole thing.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the best stuff to follow.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that she'll be marching around holding the flag in an empty stadium, more or less, as the soccer game was played in front of nobody, virtually nobody, with piped-in crowd noise and that sort of thing.
So the Washington Times, I get them mixed up. They're both right-leaning newspapers out of Washington. The Washington Times is reporting on the way that people arrested for attacking the Capitol building on January 6th are being treated differently than people who attacked federal buildings around the country who are part of the Black Lives Matter riots.
Mm.
One representative is really trying to make the point, who is she, where is she from? Miss Lauren Boebert of Colorado, one of the House Republicans, demanding today that the Justice Department explain its reportedly disparate treatment of January 6th Capitol Hill rioters versus 2020 Black Lives Matter rioters who attacked federal buildings also. I'll just read this. Reports are circulating that the Biden regime has held January 6th rioters in solitary confinement, while at the same time they're letting BLM rioters that attack federal buildings off with just a few hours of community service. This is not an equal standard of justice. I condemn all forms of political violence, and all political violence must be prosecuted fairly.
She has a reputation of being a bit of a wackadoodle in the liberal media, but that is a very reasonable statement.
Yeah, and I'm glad somebody's looking into it.
Yeah, I would agree. That whole imbalance, it's made so much of America cynical. Watching the lawlessness go on, the burning, the looting, the rest of it, and people were buying guns because they knew the authorities wouldn't protect them. And then all of a sudden, if the ideological shoe was on the other foot kicking in a door, all of a sudden it was an outrage and a horror and must be prevented and stopped. I agree with that second part, by the way. Good. A little balance. That would make people a little less cynical, a little more believers in justice.
Johnson & Johnson is projecting $2.5 billion from vaccine sales globally. Man, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
And that fits in with the story that the Biden administration is at least considering giving away the patents and all this information on the vaccines so that other countries can, you know, it's a nice kind of theory that other countries can make the vaccine now, but good luck next time getting one of these companies to throw all of their efforts behind research and development to come up with a vaccine if they're not allowed to profit from it greatly.
Plus, you might want the Ivory Coast to be able to manufacture vaccines, but having the formula isn't the problem. They don't have the infrastructure.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a story. I just saw the headline. I don't want to traffic in rumors or anything, but I saw the headline. No, I know we have a clip that New York University study says J&J may not protect against the Delta variant.
Yeah.
I'm always wary, and here's a little tip for y'all. I'm wary of stories that say may.
The word may carries a lot of weight in these sentences.
Right. Or can't rule out.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. I can't rule out making the pro tour, the golf tour. I'm a little old and in a hack, but, you know, my swing might come together. I might shoot three consecutive 64s and qualify for it. I can't rule it out.
Well,
yeah, well.
It usually dumb to rule things out so that, like, I don't know what the back and forth was yesterday when an Olympic official said they cannot rule out canceling the Olympics because of COVID. Well, how were they asked? Are you ruling out the idea of canceling the Olympics? Well, they'd probably say, well, no, I'm not going to rule that out.
Well, if 500 athletes died of COVID, yeah, we'd cancel it, so I guess I can't rule it out.
And then the headline is, Olympic official says they can't rule out any of them.
So I can't wait to get to this a little bit later on. One of the CNN commentators, how do I phrase this? He admitted that the Democratic Party had to soft pedal its criticism of Cuba. For reasons that are semi-obvious, but he actually said it out loud.
A whole bunch of people on the right came out pro-vaccine hard over the last 48 hours. I don't know if that was if they got together on that. Sean Hannity and others saying, hey, get the vaccine. And so I don't know what's going on there. Oh, I got a song I want to alert you to from the world of country music my kids love that's pretty funny. Bunch of stuff on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Come on, one more rep. You got this.
10.
There it is. Nice work, man. You're a beast.
Thanks, man. I feel better than I have in years. And I got to tell you, taking Nugenix makes a huge difference for me.
Nugenix? That's the testosterone booster with TV ads with Frank Thomas. The Big Hurt, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a legit product. The key ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass.
Well, it's clearly working for you. Hey, are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
try for themselves?
Yeah, Nugenix is a great way to increase lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Man, I need to get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix.
No problem. You just got to send them a text. Text CAR to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Nugenix samples are not available in stores, so text CAR to 42424 right now. Text CAR to 42424. Text CAR to 42424.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Summer takes flight at Turtle Bay's Wings of Summer Butterfly Exhibit. Open June 19th through August 15th. Experience hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil and enclosed garden. Access is free for Turtle Bay members and included with park admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
Dinorama presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay Exploration Park on Friday, August 13th. Join us at the Sundial Bridge for this 21 and over event featuring craft beers, live music, tasty food, and more. Get your tickets today at the Turtle Bay Museum or online at turtlebay.org.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So the Las Vegas officials just decided against a mask mandate for tourists on the Strip and in casinos. That's the sort of thing I wish was happening way earlier on, if not from the beginning. Letting towns and businesses make decisions like that and then, you know, make a business decision. They've decided clearly that if we want to, you know, get the number of people we need to come in to gamble and go to our restaurants and stuff like that, we better not have a mask mandate. And then I, as the consumer, can decide whether or not I want to participate in that or not.
Mm-hmm.
But as opposed to ordering them to be closed and they're not allowed to make a living and I'm not allowed to go there.
Yeah, what's interesting to me is I read these debates, and I just read a long one, I think it was in the New York Times, about masks and whether we ought to go back to it, and the whole the pediatrician saying kids over two should wear masks. Is it seems like nobody in the mask crowd ever even can acknowledge that there is another side to the argument and people should be granted liberty, blah, blah, blah. They just say, no, this is incredibly unwise. You're going to see a spread. You're going to see more cases.
Oh, we got another comment on the whole wearing your underwear to play sports that they make girls do in the Olympics.
Well, just your underwear. There's no problem with wearing underwear.
It's just
that you're not wearing anything else.
Wearing only your underwear on the beach, and you're not allowed to wear anything else, which is kind of interesting. Got an interesting text on that. I wanted to bring you this song just because I heard it yesterday for the first time. It's a new country song, and my son and I just loved it and played it like five times in a row. It's pretty funny. It's called Fancy Like, and it's go ahead. It's called Fancy Like, and it got caught in my head, and I was singing it in the shower last night. Just give you a little bit of the first verse in the chorus. It's kind of funny.
My girl is banging, she's so low maintenance. Don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta pull my bag.
Here you go, here's our Friday night.
Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Get some whipped cream on the top two. Two straws, one shot, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty.
Here's the part. The styrofoam squeaking in the trunk all the way home. Who hasn't had that experience eating at an Applebee's or a place like that?
Oh, boy.
Go to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. Wants to dip me like a fry in a Frosty.
Oh, my.
We're fancy like date night. We go to Applebee's, a Bourbon Street steak, and an Oreo shake. I love that song. Hilarious.
Musically, I'm so interested by the combination of hip-hop and country.
Yeah, well, so I was thinking about
that. Isn't that cultural appropriation or racism against poor white people or something? I don't know.
I was thinking about that. Country music is the most popular format in America by far. That's where the most money is made by concert venues and, you know, everything. Listen to radio stations and advertising and all that sort of stuff in terms of music radio. And it is a... It's the lifestyle more than the music. Obviously, there's nothing listening to that musically that says country music. But the whole idea of eating at Wendy's and Applebee's and stuff like that, and bringing your food home in the styrofoam that squeaks all the way home, is, you know, that lifestyle is what country music speaks to, I think, more than anything else. Also, where he says, I don't need a Tesla to impress her. She's happy just to ride on my Vespa. We fancy like.
Would Buck Owens have ridden a Vespa? I think not. Sick. My son once sent me this. It was like a family tree of metal, of heavy metal. And there were like 80 subgenres of metal. And no, I don't mean they're like 15 or 16, but it seemed like 80. No, there were 80. And the whole... declaring this kind of music is this, and it must be this, and anything else is wrong or a betrayal. I just don't get purism in music.
We go to Wendy's, can't keep her off me, wants to dip me like a fry in a Frosty. So,
I don't
huh?
think you can say that on the air.
Dipping your fries in the Frosty is a thing, man. It's unbelievable if you've never done it.
It's a perversion. It's a waste of the fries and the Frosty.
Oh, it's delicious.
It is so good.
I work with children.
So we got a couple of texts on the whole, uniforms. So one of the teams, which team doesn't want to have to wear their underwear to play beach volleyball, but they're going to make them?
Well, it's beach handball, which is evidently a sport as well. I believe it was Norway.
Okay.
Yes, indeed, the Norwegian team.
We got a comment on that, among other things.
Plus, one of the lefties on CNN went ahead and admitted it. Yeah, we can't really criticize, Cuba. It's kind of uncomfortable for us.
Oh, yeah. hear what AOC said about Cuba and the Black Lives Matter leaders and stuff like that? It's really quite amazing.
We will get to it. These people are sick, and they like communism a little too much. If you miss it, grab the podcast at ArmstrongandGetty.com.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.